All right, praise the Lord, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk. We're running just a little bit late and everything, but we wanted to definitely make sure that we get on and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. Today, of the night, of course, is Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. I believe Reverend Robert is with me also, Matt, and everything. But the topic that we have for tonight is to remain steadfast for God. So, amen. But before we get into that, I want you to go ahead and get in contact with a few people. Let them know that we're broadcasting live. Amen. And let's go ahead and talk about some of the different things that we got coming up, of course. In this month of February, we just celebrated Valentine's Day and everything. So let's talk about some things we got coming up. We got on Tuesday, His Abounding Grace with Vanessa Wim. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randos is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends is every Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sunday, amen, at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Monthly broadcast are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Nivina Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham, amen, is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Austin Green, Cleo Fitzmalone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Amen. With all that being said, we also want to encourage you, please visit our Facebook page at When Christians Speak, and also visit our website, whenchristiansspeak.com. Amen. You can find out a little bit more information about what we're doing and some of the things that we got upcoming. And we also, if you'd like to sow a seed or donation, you can do that under the Donate Now button. We are listed as the 501c3 company, so we always would appreciate your giving. Amen and amen and amen. Also, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so at whenchristiansspeak@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer and just thank God for today is Friday. Today is Friday. It's been a long day for many of us. Many of us are going through some changes. Many of us are going through some storms of life and just storms in general, especially what's taking place in Texas, just to name a few places. And just all of this, the virus and everything is going on. So, but we know that we're in a place that we have to remain steadfast for God. Amen. So, Father, today we come to you truly not by might nor by spirit, but to give you all the glory and to give you all the praise, God. We sat before you today, God, and submit our body, submit our mind and our spirit and our soul before your presence, God. We realize that we can't do this journey by ourselves. Every single time that we try, we fail. So today, Lord Jesus, we just want you to come and take control of the broadcast. You do and say, God, what is what's best. You know everything that's best for us, God. We pray that it begin to pray the hearts of men and women all across the world, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that someone would even cry out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to change my life around? God, we pray today for the great awesomeness of a revival to take place like never ever before, God, from the east to the west and to the north and from the south, God. We pray for a great healing, divine healing to take for those, God, that are suffering through today, God. We pray for a great breakthrough to break in yokes and strongholds and, God, things that have caught us by surprise and things that's got us down, God. We pray that your quickening power, God, will begin to cover all of those all across the nation that are going through things because of the weather or floods or fires or whatever the case might be, God. We pray even in the midst of things happening, we know that you are still in control. You are still in the healing and the saving business, God. We pray for those, God, that are being persecuted for your namesake, Lord Jesus, all across the world, in Egypt and Saudi Arabia, God, in China and some of the other places. We're praying even for them, God, that you will continue to strengthen them. And then when they are strengthened, they might strengthen them, brother. We're praying today, God, that you, Lord Jesus, might come in like a mighty rushing of the wind, even through the midst of the church body and the body of Christ, God, and begin to shake us up and begin to wake us up out of our slumber, and that we might realize the date and the time that we're in now, that we are in the days of you coming back real soon, and we want to be ready, God. This day, Lord Jesus, we pray these things, God. We pray that you will bless, continue to bless this broadcast. Give us focus and give us the direction, God, that we may only go in the place in the where you have designed us to be, God. Give us favor, God, that we may begin to, God, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, not to be seen by man or anything like that, Lord Jesus, but so that you would get all the glory, God, that you would get all the honor, Lord Jesus. But truly, it is all about you and none of us. So we cry, Abba, Father, today and say amen and bless your name. And in Christ Jesus' name, the resurrected Savior, amen and amen and amen. So again, everybody, I'm Reverend Ray. I'm glad to be in the midst. It's been a while and everything, but I'm so glad to be back on the air and everything. And you should be hearing a little bit more from me probably in about another week or maybe next week. And everything, we got some things that we're working on. Amen. In the background, I got Prophet Cindy Jordan is supposed to be joining us in the next, maybe next month and everything. I just got a text for a couple of guests that's coming on. So we got some things that we're going to get done in 2021, despite what may be going on. As Reverend Robin had stated for our theme tonight, remain steadfast for God. And that's what a place that we need to be in, remaining steadfast no matter what kind of noise that you see, no matter what's going on all around you, no matter the distraction, no matter what the people may be talking about you. Maybe you're in a place that you just have no way out. But I'm saying to you, remain steadfast for God. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is a good time to get to know Him. Amen. This is a good time to get to know Him. Amen. So let's go ahead, God, get started. I do have Reverend Robin. Are you joining with me, or?
Yes, I am. I'm here with you, Reverend.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. And then I did get a chance to. I did get a chance to look over a few things when I saw what Reverend Robin posted about remaining steadfast and everything. And the first one I got is coming out of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23. It says, let us hold fast the confession of our faith, confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Now, this is not the normal, the scriptures I'm reading right here, because they're not the what I call the King James Version and everything. But let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Let me just go real quick to the King James Version. And there's something about the King James Version I need to hear. Amen. And let me just do that real quick. Or better yet, what I should do while I'm trying to get some scriptures together. Reverend Robin, did you have something you want to talk about?
You kind of touched on things. We've all been faced a lot of, ongoing.
What happened? Robin, are you with me? Okay. Amen. I look like we're trying to have some technical difficulties here. All right. That's okay. All right, y'all. We're gonna probably have to. This must gonna be what's gonna be a good word, because I'm not hearing anything on my end. And all right, y'all. We're gonna probably have. Okay.